Well, this is going to be a showdown this weekend. Mosaic Stadium is going to be loud. We're almost there. A few hundred tickets left. 7-1 Riders meeting the best team of the East. Two best quarterbacks right now, Trevor Harris, Bo Levi. Kickoff of the game, 1 o'clock tomorrow. The Green Zone pregame show will start at 11. Bo Levi Mitchell has become one of the best in the CFL and has kind of been a thorn in the side of the Riders. He's got a 12-7 record against us. But as I said to Belton earlier, I think our defense has the edge in this one. We'll come out on top with a record of 8-1. Yes, I said it. I believe the score will be 32-27. What do you got? 1-877-300-7271 if you want to text. On the Green Zone yesterday, linebacker A.J. Allen made an appearance, and he revealed when asked who the loudest are in the locker room when the going gets tough.
There's two people that come to mind right away, but the first one is 100% Jamarcus Archer. He is the loudest one in the room, without a doubt. When he's on go, he makes you want to run through a wall, and he's also extremely funny when he wants to be as well. So I'm definitely going to say the Osha's one. And the second one is Revis. Steve Revis is definitely a big
okay.
He's able to get people riled up and get everybody in the zone as well.
A.J. Allen there. What a game, though, last night to start week 11 of the CFL. I don't know if you caught this. The Red Blacks in Winnipeg. I'll take you to the fourth quarter. It was pretty stunning. Winnipeg up 17, up by 17 points. But remember, the Bombers, they blew a 17-point lead last week to Calgary. So less than 3 minutes to go in this game, 27-13 Winnipeg. Ottawa scores a touchdown. It's 27-20. Winnipeg heads back on a drive, but is second and short. Stuffed by Ottawa. So Mike O'Shea elects to try a 57-yard field goal.
Snap, hold, kick. Castillo looking at it, and Pimpleton's got room to run. 1 minute remaining in the ballgame, and Pimpleton's got it across the 40. Down the sideline, at midfield, Khalil Pimpleton returns the missed field goal for the touchdown.
Come on. So we're carrying over from week 10. We're just going to carry it over.
Yeah, O'Shea's decision looking like a fail. Ottawa ties the game. Remember, this is the final minute. It's 27-27. Zach Galeros, under a minute to go, airs it up, but then he gets picked off. Back to Ottawa. They got a chance to win it, but on second down, they just decide to run the ball. They're trying to play it safe. And eventually, they got to punt the ball back to the Bombers. Zach wanting redemption from that interception. He tosses it a couple of times. Castillo wanting redemption, too, because he missed, and they scored on his missed field goal. So he's in field goal range with 6 seconds on the clock, Castillo. Here's what happened.
As the clock strikes zero, Castillo, as flags come up, the kick is good.
That's the flags.
And the penalty is against Ottawa.
Penalty's declined. The field goal is good. The game is over.
Flags everywhere, but it was against Ottawa. He drilled a 47-yarder, Castillo, to win the game 30-27. That's the way the CFL has gone for just about every week lately. What a start to week 11. So tonight, the Argonauts are in Edmonton. And of course, tomorrow, our big game at 1 o'clock. It's fun. The CFL is fun this time of the year. Hey, this is the final day before a potential work stoppage with Air Canada and Air Canada Rouge flights. More than 10,000 flight attendants set to walk off as early as Saturday, followed by a company-imposed lockout of the two sides, unless a last-minute deal here. But 500 flights probably canceled today, the rest tomorrow. Now, Air Canada will notify you if it's canceled, and they want to offer you a refund. However, one passenger rights expert said, if your flight has been canceled, don't accept that refund. He says a refund can be one way for an airline to wash their hands of their obligation to rebook you on another flight. We're talking about Gabor Lukacs, who is president of the Air Passenger Rights. He said yesterday on the Evan Bray Show, if you want compensation, you shouldn't make changes to your flight before it's officially canceled.
Air Canada is required to do so automatically. Will they actually do it? That's a different question. What I would recommend passengers to do is to, once they receive the cancellation notice, to give Air Canada one chance to rebook them.
So in other words, Lukacs is telling you, if you already have a ticket booked and paid for with Air Canada, then the regulations are pretty clear. They're supposed to foot the bill for a new ticket on another airline. Any carrier means any airline, including the competition, and they must put you on the next available flight towards your final destination, no matter the cost. And that's one of the reasons Air Canada is wanting to refund quick, right? Because those other flights are becoming quite pricier. Competing airlines, they're not showing any mercy at the moment. Trips normally $300 to $500, soaring into the thousands now one way. So if your flight's been canceled And Air Canada is trying to rebook you on an Air Canada Jazz flight, maybe next Friday. But there's a more expensive WestJet flight that gets you home earlier than Air Canada is duty-bound to book you on the WestJet flight. They don't make it easy, do they? But keep that in mind if you're one this morning sitting with a possible flight cancellation here. Red Sox heard the noise last night at Curry Field. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Got a little loud. There was a good crowd.
More than 2,000 last night. Not too bad at all. It's too bad that the Red Sox couldn't pull it out. It was a close one. Went to extra innings. No dramatic walk-off, though. Sylvan Lake takes game one 3-2. And now they have to do it on the road. The Red Sox will go to Alberta now for the next two games. Tonight, for sure, Sylvan Lake can close her out. If Regina wins, they will play the third and deciding game, this championship final.
They're going to be okay. They're going to be okay. Look what they did to the Berries, right?
Yes.
They had to win on the road to eliminate them. They're going to be okay, Kevin. There's going to be a game three.
Let's get the bats going.
And I hope a championship game as well, too. However, Sylvan Lake, they haven't lost during the playoffs yet, have they?
They played very well across the playoffs. And they beat, remember, too, they beat Okotoks, who was the three-time defending champion of this league.
A few hundred tickets left. We're not there yet. I haven't announced the sellout, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Will they or won't they, Kevin?
They'll get there. they'll get there.
I've said it. I think the Riders are going to win 32-27. Belton said 37-31. I think Kevin Martell should weigh in.
I'm going a little lower to be a little bit different. 24-21, not 2-2.
The defense is going to stop these two epic quarterbacks?
There are two offensive-minded teams, obviously, so that everybody is going higher score. But I think defense are going to key into one another.
I thought maybe you factored the wind gusts of nearly 60 into the aerial game tomorrow.
You know what? We were talking about this, about how the summer, it hasn't been a pleasant summer, has it? If it's not smoke, it's rain, or it's wind.
Morning, it's chilly. It's 3 degrees.
Yeah. How many days have we had? We haven't had a day, it seems like, getting into the 30s for a long time. It seems like summer hasn't really been here with us for the last several months.
Well, cue Mother Nature, Kevin Martell. I see 30 degrees showing up in daytime highs next week.
There we go. So maybe, there it is.
Maybe summer is coming for the last 2 weeks of the kids' vacation here. This ticket that was handed out in a construction zone is worth noting here this morning.
Yeah, so this was a driver in Regina. We don't have the exact area as to where, but I mean, there are a handful of construction zones. But anyway, a vehicle was going 107 kilometers an hour in a 60K construction zone while there were workers on site. So yeah, as mentioned, $1,100. I don't know about you. I mean, you can't escape driving in a construction zone in this city. And I know a lot of times I'll be in one, people will just fly by me. Maybe not going 100 kilometers
an
hour.
Especially on the highway, I find.
But like what easily could be 20, 30 kilometers over. I find like how more of these kinds of tickets are. And you'll see the sign a lot of times, photo radar enforced. But I often think like, do people actually, are they getting tickets in the mail?
Well, and then it's worse too, right? When there's construction signs everywhere, but you don't see workers. And then people it doesn't matter. I don't see anyone working, but it's still a construction zone.
Or the other thing that kind of drives me, you'll be in a construction zone and it'll say 60, and then it looks like the construction zone will end, but there won't be a sign saying, okay, you can get back up to normal speed.
Like ever.
It'll just yeah, kind of end all of a sudden. And I'm guessing, okay, is it back to normal speed here? Everybody else is flying by me.
And isn't it weird that you kind of look over your shoulder like, is anyone else going to speed up? I'm going to speed up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our rant is over about speed, I think. Hey, special guest coming up on the Evan Bray Show.
Pierre Poilievre, conservative leader. He was in Saskatoon yesterday, just outside of Saskatoon on a farm, talking about EV mandates from the federal government, how they should just simply scrap them. Also on these canola tariffs, which are now hit on our Canadian farmers. Poilievre says that Carney, for the most part, is not really doing a whole lot for Canadian farmers, basically ignoring them and criticizing Carney for not really saying a whole lot, for not addressing this, for not speaking about it. And then shortly after he did that, Carney did put out a statement on social media.
All right, more from Kevin Martell coming right up. It's 6:58. August 15th, the weekend has arrived. Payday for many. Kevin and I were just talking a few moments ago of how, well, we were told by our very own friend, David Phillips from Environment Canada, oh, August was going to be that much warmer and consistently warm, warmer than normal. It doesn't seem to be. Like I said, just last hour, we were sitting around 3 degrees, really cool this morning. And don't get me wrong, it's going to be a nice weekend for the most part. But Don and Lapman, he actually reminded us, he said, do you guys believe in the old saying, if there was no summer, there will be no winter? He says, I sure hope so. I would take a cooler summer and a little bit of a warmer winter any day. Well, Don, perhaps that will come to fruition for us. Thanks for text 1-877-300-7275. It is largely a sports weekend for Regina in so many ways. We got the Red Sox, the loss, more than 2,000 people at Curry Field last night. That was great to see. But they got a win on the road, two games to win the championship now in Sylvan Lake. Game two tonight there. And, of course, our Riders, one more sleep before Bo Levi Mitchell and Trevor Harris light it up at Mosaic Stadium. That's going to be a fun game. And next weekend, as I look at the long range, next week looks like it's going to be pretty warm. And if it continues into next weekend, well, we got another party to go to, right? Shake the Lake at the Connexus Arts Center right in front of it. Friday night, Helix, Finger 11, Default. Saturday, the Kings, Stampeders, Trooper, Headstones. Neil Donnelly is a good friend of mine. He runs the Connexus Arts Center. He's hoping the return of Default will sell a few extra tickets next weekend. They haven't gotten together in quite some time. Of course, led by Dallas Smith, a country act, who has had huge success on the country charts. Reuniting with his old high school buddies. I asked Neil how that came about last week.
Just fortunate, as we were sort of going through our list of bands that we haven't had at the show before and we're on our list to get, and Default was certainly up there, and they have so many big hits, and Dallas is such a great performer, and so when the opportunity was presented to us, we jumped at it for sure.
Will he sing some country songs too, or is it all Default?
I mean, it's mostly Default. But every now and then he'll throw in one of his tunes from his Dallas Smith catalog, but I would expect mainly Default.
Tickets?
They're still available. ShakeTheLakeRegina.ca is the best way to get them. You know, always go through that site. Don't go through anything that doesn't look like that site. People get scammed out there with what's on the internet, so ShakeTheLakeRegina.ca. Start there. It's the best way to get your ticket.
All right. Tickets are still available. And incidentally, if you're a fan of Dallas Smith, whether it be his country music or with Default, as you will see next Friday night, I'm really stoked he's going to join me on Thursday next week. And for a couple rounds, he'll stick around. We'll see what he has to say about reuniting with his old high school buddies for Default and some of the trouble they got into in their younger days. And they were a mega band. And then, of course, with him moving to Nashville for a short time there and transferring back and forth, he's had the experience of this whole 51st state, and he's kind of fed up with it, Dallas Smith. As a matter of fact, he just announced a few days ago that he's going to do a 51-city town tour in Canada. Yeah, he gave a bit of a wink to those comments Trump's been making. He's a proud Canadian. He's from B.C., and Dallas Smith will be my guest next week. But hey, you want tickets for Shake the Lake? Here's the deal right now. I am going to give you a chance to win free tickets for Saturday night. Frank, I got that right? Saturday night, two free tickets. And that's the night of the Kings, Trooper, the Stampeders, and the Headstones. If you want to go to Shake the Lake for free on the Saturday evening next weekend, how about I do this? Everyone text me your first and last name. And because everyone's doing it all at once, you know what I like to do. I'm going to count to the 25th text. So go ahead, give you a chance. 1-877-300-7275. Well, I'm not going to count to the 25th. Frank's going to do it. And if you that's you, we'll direct message you with your free tickets to Shake the Lake next weekend. And yet there's nothing better for your soul than lying in the sun and listen to rock and roll. Sunny days. Well, the weekend has arrived. Friday morning. We're not done yet with Evan Bray. He's got a big show today with a very special guest that we'll get to in just a moment. But you're also working tonight, aren't you there, Mr. Bray?
That's right. Big Delisle sports dinner tonight. In fact, we had a supper last night with the NHL stars that will be speaking at the event tonight. And it's always amazing to me. You remember what a pest Matthew Barnaby was on the ice.
Oh, in his days with the Sabres, he was tough.
He was tough and he was a pest. Like, he was one of those guys, he'd get into a fight and he'd be smiling and laughing and mocking the person he was fighting with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I literally sat across the table from him last night at dinner. He's the nicest guy in the world. He's lots of fun, lots of laughs. It's just funny to me because I think back to those days where you kind of, if he wasn't on your team, you didn't like the guy. That's for sure.
So you're busy hobnobbing in the evenings with all these stars. That's what life is like for Evan Bray in Saskatoon.
That's right. We're getting ready for the big dinner tonight, so it'll be good. Byron Bitts, Joey Kosher, Matthew Barnaby, and Kevin Kaminsky, the four speakers. All enforcers, all fighters, so it should be some interesting stories, I'm guessing.
Name dropper. Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Let's go there this morning because everyone's weighing in on this big game. You mentioned it kind of feels like a Grey Cup preview. I can't believe we're saying that with another 10 weeks to go in the CFL. But I got the Riders winning 32-27. Belton says 37-31. Do you think this one is going to the green?
Well, you and I are very close. I've got 34-27 for the Riders is my number. So I'm saying it's a green win.
Yeah,
I'm confident. I'm confident.
There's a lot of excitement, yet we're still a few hundred seats shy of a sellout here, and that still surprises me. I thought it would have been sold out a day or two ago, but
I think the timing of the game it'll be a sellout. 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. It's perfect for people that have to travel. I think it's going to be packed.
Okay, lots to talk about on your show today, and President Trump has hit up Air Force One on the way to Alaska, of course, meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin. There's hope there will be peace, but I don't know how you can do this without, of course, the Ukrainian president here involved either. It's going to be weird this afternoon, I think, when they meet. But at the same time, who knows what can happen here? Your thoughts?
Well, I've got a war historian on the show today, Nathan Greenfield. And you know, really one of the questions is, how is this compared to past historical meetings between the states and Russia? There have been a few, and actually this symbolism of using Alaska, which at one time was Russian territory, now of course the states. So there's lots to unpack here, and what does it mean? It's really going to come down to two leaders who have a mind of their own, Trump and Putin, and are they buddies? Do they get along? And can they negotiate something in what has been a long entrenched war?
Well, the last time in his first term, we saw the two of them stand side by side, and Trump swooned over Putin. But lately, the last few weeks, he's made a few comments.
Yeah.
He's been pushing back. So it will be interesting to see what comes out of this. Ahead of his Alberta by-election on Monday, Pierre Poilievre. Oh, speaking of name dropping, look at you hanging out with the stars last night, and now he wants to be on your show today.
Yeah, we've got Pierre Poilievre in studio this morning, live at 8:30. So that will be great. I can't help but wonder, he's in Saskatchewan 3 days ahead of his Alberta by-election. Does that speak to his confidence level? Like, clearly he's pretty confident he's going to win this by-election. Not out door knocking and meeting with people in Alberta right now, but nonetheless. Lots of criticism that we haven't seen swift action from the Liberal government with regard to the canola tariffs. That will be a big part of the conversation we have. What's the report card he gives Mark Carney and the Liberals? Are there anything other than Fs on the report card from Pierre Poilievre? We'll find out.
Okay, and I don't want to make light of it, but that by-election, you can write down, and even if you misspell, it doesn't matter. I am surprised that of the hundreds running, that someone didn't say, "Oh, name change, Pierre Polypop or something," you know,
just that's a
mess
good point.
That, and make it even more questionable as they dissect who's won. But okay,
that
right after the
point.
8:30 news, we'll be tuning in to Evan Bray.
You betcha.
All right, thanks, Evan.